All right, so we're continuing our dialogue here. So the question was about what a person needs to do when there's a trigger to eat something or to engage in an activity that is going to strengthen a harmful loop, strengthen a negative process, or cause harm to the body. But the mind is wanting that, you know. So this is where you're talking about using the meditation technique at that moment.
Exactly.
And that's the hardest part, because at that moment, the force is so much, just like, go and do that, particularly if it's an addiction issue. Now, we're not specifically talking about addictions, but you want something really badly. You know, you want that, you know, vanilla ice cream or that strawberry shortcake or that particular experience, that particular chocolate flavored ice cream or whatever it might be. You want that thing. So it's desire that says, I want that. And then it's looking for satisfaction. So how does one deal with that without suppression? Because you suppress it, eventually at some point it'll come back, it probably gets stronger, and then the person will just go back into that. They'll not be able to even think about it. That's a problem with suppression. And then if they just indulge in it, that's a problem also. So suppression is a problem, indulgence is a problem, but meditation may be a solution to this thing. So maybe you can elaborate on the infusion of meditation at that moment. So of course we've been talking about the regular practice of the techniques and all. But when that desire comes up, that's what people go for. That's what keeps the economy going, essentially. I mean, it's all these, you know, running after all these sense pleasures to a large extent is what the economy is based on. So, you know, so what is your take on this in terms of, you know, preventing damage? Because there's the normal type of regular type of pleasures, but preventing damage physically, mentally, by not engaging in that activity at that moment. What are your thoughts about this?
Yeah, so I would really say there's a few things you can do. That is, take a deep breath, make not just one breath, take a few breaths, shift your focus, and that itself will negate the anxiety or the scattered energies which is making you want that in the first place. Now, one thing is, there's so many things involved in this, so I don't think we can answer it like in a
straight answer. Yeah, in an applicable way, it's kind of what I'm asking you.
Yeah,
simple, yeah.
So we have, one can do that. The other thing is...
But one has to remember to do that. I mean, that's part of the difficulty.
Yeah, absolutely. The idea is, if you're doing it that many times a day, then you will get to the point of awareness.
So you can capture that desire.
Yeah, so the idea is, firstly, we would hope that by meditation and then everything is, you're not depriving or suppressing any of these, you know, senses. So what you're really is, you're making a choice of what you are doing, because it's you are making the choice not to eat these foods because they're harmful for you. Mm-hmm. And you're eating these foods because they're beneficial for you, how it nourishes you, how it really helps you and everything. So that usually you would hope that would come from there, from the meditation techniques one is following. Now the second thing is, when you're doing these meditation techniques, as often as we want you to, the awareness should build up about every thought which goes through, every, you know, all these, even the senses which come up. So it would be good for that person, because you're aware, to use those techniques at these mm-hmm. times, not just when you're stressed out about a situation, but this is also connected to stress. Let's say at the end of the day, somebody comes in tired and had a really bad, not a bad day, but stressful day, you know, at work, everybody's, you know, trying to put out fires and everything. And the reason for the person to go in for a sweet or not so good choices would be to say that is a stress reducer or a stress reliever. So for that, then again, use these techniques and see how you feel at that time. Now, at that time, you feel you really want something just because you want it. It's okay to have something small, but you got to keep that in mind and then make the decision. That will be my thing.
So just a quick follow-up. You just said you have something small. Would you say something more about a mindful way of eating that small piece? I mean, rather than having this huge chocolate piece, how to eat the small piece mindfully?
So the thing is to... savor it, really. Involve your senses and appreciate that you have this breathing, gratitude, everything. So even the small piece would be, oh, yeah, that's enough. I think I'm good. I just, you know, that is more than what I need. And ideally, I would say eat it after food because you've already eaten and a good meal, so that you just have like a little bit of something like a sweet stuff so you can stop after a certain time. Now, if you're going to do it instead of a meal, in the beginning of a meal, that's going to be hard for anybody. However conditioned you are, meditation and everything, it's going to be hard because you're already hungry. So you need to eat something, and now you're starting off with something sweet that has an addiction potential. You're going to eat a big dessert and not even maybe have the food, which is obviously very harmful. So that would be, I mean, that would be my suggestion as a physician, mm-hmm. and, you know, kind of putting the mind-body together.
So what you're saying, and we can just wrap up this recording here this way, that when an intense desire or wanting occurs, particularly for something that is harmful, at that time to apply the meditation technique. That's the central message you want to give.
The other thing you can do, a couple of things. One is, I have told this to a lot of people, even when they go to parties, for example.
Yeah.
How do you not eat, overeat and everything? Two things. One is you can eat something before you go so that you're not ravenous and picking up the wrong foods. No, seriously. Or you eat what you can and come back and eat, because either way. But the other thing is, if you're really trying to avoid the sweet station, you're going to literally go away, not even look at the dessert area, pick up a nice, something interesting conversation with a person, or distract yourself, you know, drink a, you know, glass of water at that time. You have to really find these ways what works for that person to, and then believe it or not, it's that instant of like a minute when you have that desire. But once you go away, it goes away. Even the food, when you're eating, when you feel hungry, even if you've eaten a decent amount, because that cycle, it doesn't, the body hasn't had a, or the mind hasn't had time to process what the body's eaten. You feel like you can eat more. Mm-hmm. So that time you have to literally give it a gap of like 2-3 minutes. And then you realize, you know, I'm actually full. I don't need any food anymore. So these are all little stuff you can definitely do. Finally, the one thing I can tell you, another thing is, if let's say you finish your meal and you're really trying not to eat a dessert, you want to put something in your mouth which reverses that taste. So that means like something, I don't know what we do in you know, what I would suggest is something like a opposite taste of a salty taste or something bitter or something like that, which should reverse that. Because when you, what you're trying to say is you're giving this taste sensation, which will curb the mind or the, where the neurotransmitter is being formed, and change it. You're saying, oh, okay, wait a minute. What is this signal coming to me? So forget it. You know, that kind of stuff. So you're reversing that too, because I've seen that help. Like what I do is I have a piece of clove. I put it in my mouth and that really helps change the taste sensations. Like, oh, I don't really need it. So those are the things I would recommend. For that reason.
That's really great. So we'll talk much more about this. Okay, well, thank you very much, Dr. Chait.